Now we're talking about medicine. Before I left last night, we found your husband's pills. And we reminded him that before he went to bed, he would have to
take them at bedtime.
All right, say that again, please.
Take them at bedtime.
All right. So we would say, Mr. you must
take your medicine.
Very good. All right. Now,
And you?
All right, and we'll try this again. We would say, Mr. doesn't like to, we're talking about his medicine, and we put it there for him, but we have to keep reminding him to take it, and we might say, Mr. doesn't like to
take medicine.
Very good. Yesterday, he, some medicine. Yesterday, he, some medicine.
Took some medicine.
Very good. He has some medicine for many years. He has
taken.
Very good. Louder.
Taken.
All right, let's make the sentence. He has.
He has taken medicine.
All right. A person who cannot hear. If he cannot hear, we say he is
hardly deaf.
All right. A person who works hard, gets very hot, and little beads of water break out on his body. We say that is
perspiration.
Or
sweat.
Very good. Sometimes a sore will come on your body, and it, especially for little children, young children, and it gets white, has corruption in it. We call it a
boil.
Louder, please.
A boil.
All right. Now, how would you describe a boil? What does it look like?
I don't know.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I think I had one. Yes. They had them in his head.
And how would you describe it? Is it large or small?
Large. Small, but small one. Several small ones.
Did they get white? And then what happened? What did you have to do?
Burst.
Did you have to burst them?
Operate on them.
Did you have to burst them, or would they burst themselves?
Someone had to burst them for
them. All right. Now, what do we call the white stuff that runs out of a boil?
Corruption.
All right, is there another name for it?
No.
What about pus? Uh-huh. Did you ever hear it called pus? Uh-huh. That's what we called it when I was little. Now we're going to talk about the word swell. After a wasp stings your hand will
do what?
We're talking about the word swell. Uh-huh. Now after a bee stings your hand will
swell.
A wasp stung me yesterday and my hand
swollen.
Good. For several days, my hand has
been swollen.
Very good. When we, if we are cut, maybe a soldier gets a cut, we say the soldier has a, what do we call a cut?
A wound.
Very good. All right. Now, the skin around a wound, the skin around a wound is called what?